All right. Good morning, everybody. It's 11:18. I'd like to welcome everybody to the ADA Wednesday, August 5th, 2020 board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Sherry to do a roll call of the board members.
Ms. Van Dee.
Here.
Ms. McKinnon.
Here.
Mr. Kendrick.
Here.
Mr. Colvin.
Here.
Mr. Anderson.
Here.
Mr. Carl.
Here.
Mr. Fruit.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Before us is the agenda for today. Is there any...
This is Albert. I'd like to motion the approval for the agenda as listed.
This is Bill. Second.
All right. So is there any additions or deletions that we want to look at, Alan?
With the executive session, we're looking
yes.
at adding an additional component for Ambler Access Road.
Okay. As a friendly amendment to it? Are Albert and Bill, are you all right with that?
Yes.
Okay. Other comments or suggestions, deletion? Seeing none, anybody wish disapproval of it? Are we good? All right. Agenda's approved as amended. We have the prior minutes for May 20, 2020 and June 24th, 2020. And July 15th, 2020. Holy.
I move the prior minutes for May 20, 2020, June 24th, 2020, and July 15th, 2020.
Thank you, Bill.
This is Bill.
This is Julie Sandy, a second.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. So, a lot of minutes to look at. Has everybody had a chance to look at them? And I've noticed there's a note, board meeting minutes reflect the clarifications of several discussion of minor changes in red. Sherry, that's
the May 20th minutes.
20th, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to adopting the minutes as presented to us today for both, all 3 days? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. That brings us to item number four. Or, I'm sorry, that was prior minutes. That was item number five, public comments. So I remind everybody, 2 minutes per person. Please speak to the topics on our agenda today. And please state your full name and affiliation, if you have any, for the record. So I don't see anybody in the conference room that wants to make a public comment, so I'll go online. Who do we have online?
If there are members of the public online, please press star 9 on your phone to raise your hand. Thank you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Name is Harold C. Hines. I'm speaking to be representing myself as a long-term Alaskan. Good morning to you all. I listened to this earlier session, and I hope this one is as good. Chairman, I want to thank you for the opportunity to provide these public comments in follow-up to my supportive comments on resolution number G20-18 at the May 20th meeting. I note that based on my 50 years in Alaska, the last several months represent one of the biggest challenges to Alaskans I've seen. The unemployment level and the business shuttering hit Alaska on an unprecedented scale that seems to continue despite several worthy efforts to reverse the tide of the Alaskan economy. I saw the ADA/CU1 Alaska Cares funding program proposal as a help in preserving and revitalizing the real Alaskan small business sector. The concept of grants covering the continued expenses during the current no-income time period is essential if mom-and-pop operations are to succeed and build back to full Alaskan employment. This weekend, I noted that ADA's website provided summary information on the progress of the program, and I have submitted with these comments a table I developed. and I'd like to speak to a couple of the observations from that 10th table. I'm concerned that while $17 million in awards is notable, in that it only represents one-third of the money applied for by the application. While I expect there will be more disbursements going into the fall and winter, the situation of help right now is only $13,500 per applicant, which seems small compared to the 4 to 6 months expenses. I'm also very concerned that the $55 million application total is only 18% of the $300 million funding target. Was the funding level set to include more business segments than have shown up in the application process? Even more disappointing to me personally was the money awarded, $17 million, represents only 6% of the funds available. That represents a huge gap in policy expectations and societal needs that needs to be quickly and thoroughly understood. I still believe that the program and its objectives are extremely important. I would ask that ADA undertake a constructive review comparing applications to businesses in need of help. It would be great if ADA would work with the state's policy and financial leaders to address any potential process restart possibilities to help the Alaskan economy provide employment opportunities. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Hines. We appreciate your comments today. Go ahead.
Will the members of the public online please press star 9 to raise your hand?
Nobody's raised their hand? All right. With that, I will close public comments at this time. Brings us to new business, executive session. It's a long one. Confidential matters related to Mustang Development Loan, Budget Audit, Subcommittee Update, Emergency Loan and Guarantee Program Regulations, AK CARES, and we added the Ambler Access, Road Access, correct? Okay. So I will make a motion, or I will look for a motion to go into executive session on those topics.
Chairman Cruz, this is Julie Sandy. I move that the board enter an executive session to discuss confidential information related to Mustang Development Loan Budget and Audit Subcommittee Update, Emergency Loan and Guarantee Program Regs, AK CARES Program, and the Ambler Access Project.
This is Bill. I second.
Thank you, Bill. Any objections to going to executive session? Hearing and seeing none, we will go into executive session. Okay, thank you. We want to add back on the record, we want to add another topic to our executive session, so I'll move that we come out of the executive session. I'll take a motion.
This is Albert. I move that we come out of executive session.
This is Bill. I second.
Any objections? I will note that we did not take any formal action or discussion or short executive session. Ms. Sandy, you have an addition you want to add to executive session for discussion?
Yes. Chairman Cruz, I'd like to move that the board enter an executive session to discuss confidential information related to, do you want me to say them all again or just the addition?
Just the new one.
Okay. To also include the potential SSQ acquisition.
The what?
The potential SSQ acquisition.
SQ line?
SQ line acquisition.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
This is Bill. I second.
Any objection to adding that on the board? All right. It is added to our executive session for discussion. That being said, I will now look for a motion to go back into executive session, and I would ask that the full complement of topics to be discussion be named in the motion.